You're with SBS Radio.
Hello, Dragan, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Why don't we start with the fact that you grew up in Sydney and you're in Serbia now. You've been traveling around. How long have you been traveling around for?
So it's been since May. I haven't really counted the months, but since May to December. So if you can do the math for me,
not that quickly. Unfortunately, not that quickly. So I'm sure the listeners will do a quick count for us. But that is quite a while. We're pushing nearly a year there. When you landed, what was the first place that you went to?
So I landed in Belgrade, like most other people that arrived to Serbia by plane. But for those who don't know, you can also land in Niš depending on where you come from. The first place I visited was the Ovčar Kablar Gorge, which is located in central Serbia. It's a gorge that's comprised of two mountains as well as a meandering river with about 11 monasteries that are located along the river.
11?
So in my opinion, 11 monasteries.
How long is that area there, do you know, like the river itself?
The river is known as the West Morava River, so I'm not sure exactly how long it is. Though it does go through central western Serbia, and in the Ovčar Kablar Gorge itself, there are about 11 monasteries. I think two of them are located on a mountain, and then the rest are located nearby the river.
Nice.
Or on the river's banks, I should say. So yeah, that's the first place I visited, and it was definitely probably the most beautiful place I visited, that is to say the most picturesque.
And after that, you travelled back up to the north, or how did it go on from there? Was that the sort of inspiring nature moment that made you abandon city life and head to the country?
So that was just so when I went to the Ovčar Kablar Gorge, I literally just got up at 6 a.m. one day and I thought to myself, well, what am I doing up so early? And then I thought, well, might as well go somewhere, and I just caught a bus to Čačak, and then from Čačak
from Belgrade to Čačak,
climbed the mountain. Yeah, just 3-hour bus ride to Čačak one day. I'm like, yep, I'll just do this. It's like a, you know, work commute to Sydney.
Yeah, it's
Sydney,
the beauty
so
of Europe.
And yeah, that's where it started. And then after that, I'd go between Vojvodina and Belgrade pretty much on, I don't know, once a month at least. And then I'd try and work out where to travel from there. But yeah, mainly for a few months then I'd just be between Novi Sad and a place called Sivacin, as well as Belgrade for a while.
So just to clarify for English-speaking listeners, Vojvodina, what's Vojvodina in comparison to the rest of Serbia?
Okay, so Vojvodina is a really flat part of Serbia. The rest of Serbia is quite hilly, full of mountains, rivers, gorges, canyons, you name it. And Vojvodina is just this flat land, and apart from a mountain called Fruška Gora, there's not too much to see there in the way of nature. You do have some special nature reserves, as they're called here, though they're not quite as rich in biodiversity as the rest of Serbia is.
And in terms of the places that you've been to, what are some standouts, highlights or stories that you could share with us?
So in terms of highlights, it would be in the form of a surprise. I was surprised to see how many locations there are in Serbia that actually are very similar to those kind of Instagrammable locations that you see all over the web. That was a highlight, just realizing how many of those kinds of locations there are. So for example, I was in Serbia's famous Jedinak National Park, and my cousin and I had a Airbnb above a town called Adoni Milanovac, and I took a photo at about 5 a.m. and after some editing, it looked extremely similar to all those Instagram photos that you see online. So in terms of a highlight, I guess Donji Milanovac and the Jedinak National Park was definitely one of them, as it just showed me that there's places in Serbia that really do rival those of all those exotic destinations that we kind of want to see, or our bucket list destinations in our lifetime. It's just that Serbia's tourism is a little bit less advertised or promoted than other major destinations around the world.
So is your mission to make Serbia Insta-famous?
I wouldn't say it's my mission to make Serbia Insta-famous, though I'd definitely like to inspire close friends and family to see more of Serbia than just, you know, the three major capitals and head-to-exit festival and what have you. And if anyone hasn't been to Serbia, then I'd definitely like for them to kind of just, you know, jump on the Serbian National Tourism website and kind of, you know, see what there is to see.
Yeah, and just going off that, definitely, what message do you have for young people that grew up in in Australia or in, you know, English-speaking countries around the world that go back and then continuously, they don't know, they don't realise how close these distances are. Like you mentioned before, Belgrade to sort of the south areas is a maximum 3-4 hour drive. So what advice do you have for them?
My advice is, look, see Belgrade, see Novi Sad, see New City, the three major cities, but definitely, like, expand your horizons. I mean, public transport here is pretty good, and if you don't want to catch public transport, then, you know, rent a car and just kind of do a bit of research, and you'll be surprised at what you can find. I mean, there's so many canyons that you can visit, so there's so many mountains you can climb, so many gorges you can visit. Of the adventures I went on with my cousin Nikola, we ended up doing a 9-hour hike or a 10-hour hike, and we ended up at the Serbian-Bulgarian natural border. So, or was it Serbian-Romanian? I can't remember exactly. Though, my advice is just go beyond the three major cities and go beyond the Exit Festival and Guča, for those who have heard of Guča as well, and really explore Serbia and kind of try and get into the countryside and see what it's really about.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. In terms of the people that you came across while you were traveling, what did you notice about Serbian people from smaller towns and cities and, let's say, villages in the countryside?
Yeah, so when you kind of visit Serbian villages, so some of my best experiences were definitely in eastern Serbia in that regard, you kind of feel like family with whoever you come across, in the sense that it's commonplace for someone to call you into their house and ask you, would you like to have a coffee or something to drink? So that happened to me in Eastern Serbia, also happened to me in Western Serbia when I visited Uvac, and there was an older man who had a house up on a hill, and he literally just walked down from his hill, and my cousin and I saw him from the distance, and we stopped as we figured he wanted to talk to us, and the only reason this man came down was to call us, you know, into his house for a coffee or a drink and to have a bit of a chat. So I think that that's one major difference, is that when you travel through Serbia, people are really warm, and it's not a foreign feeling to feel as if, you know, you're kind of visiting family wherever you go.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting lesson, especially for people from cities, to see how people who, you know, from our perspective, maybe don't have as much, but they're willing to give all they have to make someone feel welcome and loved in their home.
Yeah, of course. So it's kind of like a bit like when you go into country New South Wales, if you're from Sydney, and, you know, you just be walking down the street and people say hello to each other down the street, whereas in Sydney you don't quite do that. It's not the norm. So I guess that's kind of a comparison I could make between country Serbia versus city Serbia.
Definitely. Well, I hope that a few young people are inspired and older people are inspired to get beyond what they know and explore country Serbia. I definitely know that next time I go along, I will try to get around to some of those places that you mentioned. Is there a blog or a place where people can keep up to date with your travels?
Sure. If you want to keep up with my travels, then you can visit my blog, Avanturista, or there's a Facebook group called Mountaineering Serbia, or Planinarenje Serbia in Serbian, where you can actually just keep up with, like, pictures that other people take and join other people's hikes. There's often people asking if there's anyone around who wants to join a hike on a particular day. On social media and my website, Venturista, if you're interested.
Yep, and so I'll definitely link the your website and the group, the Facebook group for the mountain climbing in the article below, so listeners can check it out at the end of this talk. Thank you, Dragan, again for staying up so late because of the time difference to chat with me today.
Yeah, it's all good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.